This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Let's do another episode of Oithskuli, the news in a simple form of Icelandic, and Bjarni here once again. Hello.
Já, góðan dag.
Now, you're just back from Tenne.
Exactly.
You've got a bit of a tan.
A bit, yes.
Acquired naturally, not on a sunbed.
Absolutely naturally, and not even in laying on a sunbed. It's just by walking around with good protection on and so on.
Yes.
But I will be in the shade if I'm on a sunbed.
Okay. Now, I have never had a tan because I really don't like being out in the sun. And I do have very sort of fair colouring, and people say, it's a shame you must burn when you're in the sun. And no, it's fine, because I hate being in the sun. So I'm very, very, very untanned. I'm very, very white indeed. I've also never been on a tanning bed because I don't want to get a tan. I think it's evidence of skin damage, and there is some science behind that, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Two dermatologists have written an article saying that they'd like to ban tanning beds, especially for people under the age of 18. I mean, it's already illegal for people under the age of 18 to use them, but that has nonetheless been on the rise, it seems. So today's story is of the two dermatologists and their concerns over the use of tanning beds. And we will post a link, of course, to the text so you can follow along and polish up your Icelandic, maybe learn some new words here. We will start under that image of the inside of a tanning bed. Take it away.
Tveir húðlæknar skrifa grein í Morgunblaðið. Húðlæknarnir heita Ragnar Hlín Þorleifsdóttir og Jenna Huld Eysteinsdóttir. Húðlæknarnir segja fleiri ungmenni nota ljósabekki núna en áður. Það bannað að nota ljósabekki fyrir fólk undir 18 ára. Sumar sólbaðstofur leyfa samt ungmennum að nota ljósabekki. Hvað gerðist árið 1990? Þá fjölgaði tilfellum af húðkrabbameini. Húðkrabbamein alvarlegur sjúkdómur. Fólk fékk húðkrabbamein af því að fólk notaði ljósabekki, fólk fór í sólarlandaferðir. Árið 2011 var bannað að nota ljósabekki fyrir fólk undir 18 ára. Húðlæknar og heilbrigðisyfirvöld sögðu fólki frá hættunni. Þá fækkaði tilfellum af húðkrabbameini. Núna öðruvísi. Ungt fólk veit ekki að ljósabekkir hættulegir. Þess vegna nota fleiri ungmenni ljósabekki. Sum lönd hafa bannað ljósabekki alveg. Önnur lönd setja háan skatt á ljósabekki. Húðlæknarnir segja, ljósabekkir hættulegir, ljósabekkir valda húðkrabbameini, það kostar mikla peninga að lækna húðkrabbamein. Húðlæknarnir vilja banna ljósabekki alveg eða setja háan skatt á ljósabekki.
Okay, so let's go back to the start of this article, about the article written by these two dermatologists, and as they see it, the danger of the tanning beds.
Exactly,
we'll go through this line by line.
Yeah. Tveir húðlæknar skrifa grein í Morgunblaðið. So two dermatologists that we simply call skin doctors, skin doctor, húðlæknir, write an article in Morgunblaðið. Húðlæknarnir heita Ragnar Hlín Þorleifsdóttir og Jenna Huld Eysteinsdóttir. So the two dermatologists are two women. Their names are Ragnar Hlín Þorleifsdóttir og Jenna Huld Eysteinsdóttir. Húðlæknarnir segja, the dermatologists say, fleiri ungmenni nota ljósabekki núna en áður. More young people use tanning beds now than before. Það bannað að nota ljósabekki fyrir fólk undir 18 ára. It is prohibited to use tanning beds for people under 18 years of age. And probably exactly this rule was put to try to let people think more about not using this and also that the skin is still developing and so on. Sumar sólbaðstofur leyfa samt ungmennum að nota ljósabekki. Some tanning salons would they maybe call it?
Tanning salons
would allow young people, then meaning under 18, to use tanning beds. So they don't seem to follow those rules.
Mm. And it is the law that it's, under 18s can't exactly, use them in Iceland.
Hvað gerðist árið 1990? What happened in the year 1990? Þá fjölgaði tilfellum af húðkrabbameini. Then we saw more incidents of skin cancer. And when we talk about 1990, we are meaning like in the 90s also, around that period.
And that word for cancer?
Yes, húðkrabbamein.
Krabbamein.
Krabbamein, exactly.
And it's interesting because cancer, of course, is the crab in the zodiac, and there's the word krabba. Exactly. Is that where it comes from?
Yes, yes, totally. Okay. Mein means illness, something mean. It's the same word as mean in English. So it's something bad for you, illness. And then it's krabba, genitive, so the illness of the cancer.
Okay.
Simply, yeah. And of course, this... What do you say? This metaphor of the cancer illness being exactly like the claws of
grasping,
spreading out every direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that catches sadly very well how cancer can be.
Indeed.
Yeah. And spread out and so on. So that is the Icelandic word, krabbamein. Húðkrabbamein er alvarlegur sjúkdómur. Skin cancer is a... Very serious disease, exactly. Fólk fekk húðkrabbamein af því að people had skin cancer because fólk notaði ljósabekki, people were using tanning beds, and exactly, ljósabekkur, if we translate that directly, it's then light bench in Icelandic, because, you lie down like on a bench, and it's all covered in lights, And fólk fór í sólarlandaferðir, and people went for, sun tanning.
10A.
10A trips. Back in the day, 10A was not on number one on the list.
No.
But,
we'll need to do an episode Icelanders. On that at some point, because the just a slight diversion here, but if you don't know, Icelanders are obsessed with going to Tenne or Tenerife so much that here on the evening news on RÚV, we also give the weather for all of Europe and all of America and also specifically for the Canary Islands.
Yes, that's the most important part.
Iceland's southern island territory.
Yes, exactly. And also funny because actually the weather in the Canary Islands is quite stable, so there's not so much news except a few storms.
No, it's always 24 and sunny, isn't it?
That's the norm.
So back to the story.
Back in those days, people were both using tanning beds and had already, since the 70s or late 60s, started to go on those trips to be in the sun, and maybe without enough protection, of course. Árið 2011 var bannað að nota ljósabekki fyrir fólk undir 18 ára. In 2011, it was prohibited to use tanning beds for people under 18 years. Húðlæknar og heilbrigðis yfirvöld sögðu fólki frá hættunni. So dermatologists and the health authorities told people about the danger. Þá fækkaði tilfellum af húðkrabbameini. And then those incidents of skin cancer got fewer.
Mm.
So exactly like with everything, if information is clear, then most of the people will take precaution. Yeah. Núna er öðruvísi. Now it's different. Ungt fólk veit ekki að ljósabekkir eru hættulegir. Young people don't know that tanning beds are dangerous. So the article suggests that this knowledge has left, or they don't understand or don't realize.
Or maybe, for young people, they've never known.
Exactly. Because the discussion was too, or has not been...
It's too long ago.
Yeah. Þess vegna nota fleiri ungmenni ljósabekki. Therefore, more young people use tanning beds. Sum lönd hafa bannað ljósabekki alveg. Some countries have prohibited tanning beds totally. No question about the age. Önnur lönd setja háan skatt á ljósabekki. Other countries have put a high tax on tanning beds, hoping that so expensive, less people use it.
Yes.
Exactly. Húðlæknarnir segja, the dermatologists say, ljósabekkir eru hættulegir, tanning beds are dangerous, ljósabekkir valda húðkrabbameini, tanning beds cause skin cancer. Það kostar mikla peninga að lækna húðkrabbamein. It costs a lot of money to cure skin cancer. And sadly, of course, as we know, it can sometimes not be cured.
Indeed.
It can be deadly, absolutely. Húðlæknarnir vilja, the dermatologists want, banna ljósabekki alveg. So, total ban on tanning beds, eða setja háan skatt á ljósabekki, or put a high tax on tanning beds.
Yes. Now, I'm blonde and blue-eyed, which is not very unusual in Iceland, among Icelanders, but I am quite unusual, as we've said, in that I don't like being out in the sun, so I'd never go to Tenerife, I'd never go to a hot place. But if I do ever find myself in a place that I think is going to be hot and sunny, I use factor 50 sun cream. Do you remember, I'm not sure if there was an Icelandic word for it, but we used to call it Tippex, the stuff that you would paint on.
We called it Tippex too.
Tippex, correction fluid for mistakes
on
paper.
The good old typewriter days.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the thickness of the sun cream lotion that I put on.
Yeah.
It's basically like that. It lets nothing through at all. I take no risks.
No, and that's very clever of you. Yeah.
So happily, I don't like being in the sun anyway. Okay, that's the story of the dermatologists who are posting a serious warning about the dangers of tanning beds. And I wonder if more people will, you know, maybe want to use them as we head into the winter. Perhaps the risk actually increases rather than decreases. I don't know.
Yeah, some say that they are, you know, they need the energy, the UV energy.
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
No.
Okay, that story, that text on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio, you'll find a link to that. Bjarni, thanks very much. We'll talk again next week. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.